Be prepared to describe the patterns of data that result in various combinations of size and direction of R for both quantitative and binary X variables. We basically have three situations that you want to talk about in terms of direction, and then you have large and small. So, for example, a strong positive relationship means high scores tend to go with high scores, low scores tend to go with low scores, and that tendency is strong. A narrow envelope. A weak positive relationship is that high scores tend to go with high scores, but that tendency isn't very strong. You've got a chubby envelope. And if that envelope becomes chubby enough, it becomes fully round. And that means that there is no linear relationship. Then you've got negative relationships. If high scores on the quantitative predictor tend to go with low scores on the quantitative criterion, you've got, and that tendency is strong, you've got a strong negative linear relationship. If that tendency is weaker, you have a weak negative linear relationship. All the same thing is true for binary X variables, only instead of talking about higher or lower scores on a continuum, you're talking about the higher coded group versus the lower coded group. And so you would say, for a strong positive relationship, all or those people with the higher coded predictor score tend to have higher criterion scores. And those with the lower coded predictor score tend to have lower criterion scores, and the tendency is strong, or the difference is strong. Okay? The only difference in language is talking about higher versus lower scores, higher versus lower code. And this same thing is what is looked at very carefully in the very first part of the Quiz 1 demo. Yes?
I keep hearing people talk about groups of categories, four of them, that have some logical increase in something that's not ratio data, it's not interval data.
Right.
But they'll talk about a correlation between the two as an increase. Does it work statistically?
If you shift over to, say, Spearman's rank order correlation, which assumes that they line up but they don't space out, you can do that. We'll also show you a couple different ways of doing the of putting multiple category variables into a multiple regression. And then the pattern that you get can be referred to as higher groups going with higher scores or lower scores or nonlinear trends. So you can, but not yet. Right now we're just doing quantitative and binary. We will get you into multiple categories in the third part of the course, promise.
But you need that linear relationship between those groups to make it work.
No, what you need is to know what the spacing is, to talk about the shape of a relationship.
Me?
Yeah.
So if you have, like, say, for the thing for the binary ones, if you have, like, an R that's, like, almost a 1, does that mean they're very, the two groups are very similar, or they're very different?
They're very different.
Yeah.
Because what group you're in strongly drives what score you get.
Yeah. And so if you're near zero, then you're very close together.
Yep.
And we'll go what about negative?
Negative would mean that the higher coded group has a strong tendency to have lower criterion scores. Big mean difference in the opposite direction.
Okay.
Okay?